Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is me, your hostess, Latrice Carter, for Sister's Place Blog Talk Radio Show. Today, we have a beautiful showcase. We're celebrating women this month, and we have storytellers today who will be sharing their stories with you all. And first up will be author Tina Brown with her latest novel, Another Bump in the Road. Her novel is available on Amazon as well as her website. So make sure you guys visit her website at www.authortmbrown.com. So without further delay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Tina Brown. Hi, Tina.
Hi, Latrice. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Excited to share this new book in the series.
Awesome. And we are excited to talk to you about it. So you have, I checked out your website, and you have a book series titled Struggles of Women Folk. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, initially it started off with just the first book, which is called Struggles of the Women Folk. And it's loosely based on stories that my grandmother shared with me growing up. She raised me, and we'd be in the kitchen. She'd be cooking or something, straightening my hair or something, you know, and she'd just be telling me about stories of her life growing up in Southern Virginia. She was born in 1926, so she was a teenager in the 30s, you know. She didn't give me a lot of information. She just gave me bits and pieces. And when my first book came out, A Life Not My Own, and I got such a huge response from that, I was like, okay, so what am I writing next? And her stories came to mind. So I took the bits and pieces that she had shared with me and wove it into a story about a young black girl named Georgie who grows up in Southern Virginia. Lots of trials and tribulations and lots of interesting characters that my readers have grown to love and hate. And it's turned into a series with Struggles of the Women Folk being the first one, Tethered Angel, the second book, and now, hot off the presses, Another Bump in the Road that allows my readers to continue to follow those characters that I've already introduced and introduce some new characters that take you into the not-so-distant future.
So jumping off of that, because you kind of led into the second question, tell us, what is it about Another Bump in the Road that makes this story intriguing and different from the first two books in the series?
Well, for one thing, I'm taking the readers on a journey into the not-so-distant future. And I say not-so-distant because I really haven't put a time frame on it. But I'm talking about things that are pretty current if you're watching the news. You know, what is our public school system going to look like in maybe 15 or 20 years from now? Is it going to still be brick and mortar? Or is it going to be more of an online kind of thing? What's going to happen to our inner cities if we don't get a handle on the drug abuse and the crime that exists? What is life going to look like for your average person 15 or 20 years from now? So all of that is woven, those answers to those questions are woven around a set of characters. New people that I didn't introduce in my other books but are tied to those people from my other books in some way, form, or fashion. And to give, I don't want to spoil the reading of the book by giving any more than that.
Okay. Hey, I totally understand. So is there a message you want your readers to walk away with after reading Another Bump in the Road?
I think it's a continuance of what I hope the readers take away from all of my books that. You know, there's a reason why people act the way that they do, say the things that they do, and make the decisions that they make. And a lot of times, mm-hmm. you know, when we're interacting with people, we tend to put labels on folks without really knowing what they're about and what they've been through. And I hope that mm-hmm. from reading my books, it allows readers to have a different perspective on people and why they do the things they do.
Okay. What made you decide to make this a series instead of just one novel?
I'm sure you've heard it from other authors that, you know, when you start developing characters and start publishing books and things like that, if you're a true writer, you know, these characters, they get in your head and they speak to you, and they're
mm-hmm.
basically, they tell us the story, and we become just a conduit to capture those stories on paper for others to enjoy, you know, and that's what happens. That's the way it works for me. It's almost like I'm looking at a movie in my head, you know, in my
mm-hmm.
mind's eye, where the characters speak to me and they tell me what's going on and what's going to happen. So when I finished with Struggles of a Womenfolk, I really thought that was the end of the story. But no, my characters still had more to say. And so it turned into a series.
Mm-hmm. A good author listens to those characters because they are telling the story. They're driving the story. And I love it. I love that when an author can capture that and really stick to it and bring those characters to life like that. Beautiful. That is beautiful.
And it's such an amazing experience to be an author, you know, and have that ability, because, you know, sometimes you're writing and the writing is just so good, and you can say it's good because, you know, it really doesn't come from you. You know, it's a blessing. It's
mm-hmm.
just an amazing gift to be given.
Absolutely. So where can our audience purchase Another Bump in the Road?
So all of my books are available on Amazon. You can just, you know, put my name in, T.M. Brown. That's my author name, and all my books will pop up. Or just go to my website, which is www.authortmbrown.com. Within that page, you'll see one of the tabs. It's a web store, and I'm offering, you know, you buy one book, you get a discount on one of the other ones in the series. But in order to do that, you have to order the books through me. One of the benefits of doing that is you're going to get an autographed copy of the book and lots of swag. So, you know, I invite all readers, all listeners to go to my website.
Okay, and we will share your website link again on our Facebook page, on Sister's Place Facebook page as well.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome. One question off the script. Who are some of your favorite authors that you enjoy reading? If you can name at least three. And I know there's not a whole lot.
there's so many, but just three right off the top of my head. I met this amazing author at a recent book fair that I went to, and her name is Carolina McMullen, and she just writes so beautifully.
Beautiful.
Just writes, yes, it's just so beautiful the way that she writes. So I would recommend her. And then there's my girls, you know. Adrienne Thompson is an amazing writer. I mean, I love all of her books. The one that I love the most is called Your Love is King. That's such a good book.
Okay.
And then there's Selena Haskins, Janice Ross. These ladies, we worked together on an anthology about, I think it's been several years now, a free book And that's been in the top 100 ever since we published. So I would invite readers and listeners to check out those authors. But there's many, many, many more.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to check them out. I also know Selena Haskins, so, yes, she the girl is good. The girl is bad.
Yes, she's the girl.
Yes,
that's my
yes.
Girl.
So, yes, she's my girl, too. I love her. How can our audience connect with you on social media so that they can stay up to date with what you got going on and how they can support you?
You know, I'm everywhere. I mean, it's kind of hard not to find T.M. Brown. I'm on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and then I have my website, www.authortmbrown.com. If none of those sites don't work for someone, then you can always email me, and my email address is tm.brown35@yahoo.com.
Okay. Well, there you guys have it, the beautiful storytelling author, Tina Brown. Tina, thank you so much for joining our show today. Guys, make sure you go out and you support our beautiful women who are storytellers. Her series, The Struggles of Women Folk, get the latest, another bump in the road. And like she said, if you go to her website, you can get an autographed copy directly from her and a discount on one of the other books in the series. Tina, thank you so much for joining us today. You feel free to stick around for the rest of the show. We have some music coming up. By one of our music artist features. But thank you so much, Tina, and enjoy your Saturday.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, you're so welcome. So welcome. Well, guys, there you have it, author Tina Brown. Make sure you go to her website, www.authortmbrown.com, and check her out. Check out her latest novel, Hot Off the Press, Another Bump in the Road. Meanwhile, while we take a small break, we will get into our latest musical artist feature, CJ Ilsmo, titled Who Knows? And this is perfect for the month of March as we celebrate women all across the country.
Keep moving on, keep fighting battles and keep staying strong. Keep my head up, never give up. It's great when I get the feeling that I'm fed up. You see, you never know about the next day, and you never know about the past, so just pray. It's a rough, rough road, and I just say, it's hard now, there's the next day.
Times are changing, life is hard. People are crying, kids are dying. I know the answer lies inside your heart. Keep faith alive, don't ever stop. Don't be afraid to stop, listen and pray that you can make it through another day. Humble yourself, gentle as a child. Walk in the light while you soon have time. Who knows where I will be tomorrow? Who knows the path that I must take? My journey is long, but I can take it. I just have to make it through today.
All right, we are back. There you have it. That was music by the beautiful and talented Jornell, CJ Ilsmo, title Who Knows. That is our musical feature for this Saturday afternoon. Also, as we prepare for our second guest, let me do a little housekeeping. Our Faraday thoughts for all of our dreamers out there. If you dream it, you can reach it. God is showing you a glimpse of your future, and it is up to you to choose the path that you will make your dreams a reality. So don't just pray about it when you dream about it. Dreams require work in order for them to become a reality. Time to get to work on making those dreams real. Be a visionary of action. And also, we have a shout out for our March Madness book giveaway winner that I am doing every Friday in the month of March for March Madness, giving away a copy of my novel, Deceitful Secrets, each Friday on our Facebook page. We announce the winners. We do a random selection, selecting some of our authors, not authors, I'm sorry, some of our Facebook fans who like our author's page. And yesterday's winner goes out to Tamala Baldwin. Congratulations to Tamala Baldwin for being a supporter of author Latrice Carter for her debut novel, Deceitful Secrets. It's awesome. And totally excited. Well, y'all, we have another guest who will be calling into our show. She's no stranger to our show, and we are super excited to have her back on the show. Why don't you guys make sure you stick around for our returning author, Unoma Wancor. And I pray I'm pronouncing her name correctly. She's calling in to discuss her newest release that is coming out next week. It's called To Live Again. Make sure you guys follow Tina Brown on social media and support her novel, series, Struggles with Women Folk, Another Bump in the Road. Well, joining us for our second author spotlight feature is a good, gorgeous storytelling sister named Yunoma Wancourt. Yunoma, did I pronounce your name correctly?
Yes, you did, Latrice. How are you?
Yay! I've been walking around all week. Okay, I remember her telling me, don't pronounce the N. And I said,
and you remember, girl.
Yes, welcome back, honey.
I know, I missed you. Thank you for having me. How are you this Saturday?
Oh, honey, I'm doing good. And thank you for chiming in a little early. It is always a pleasure to have you on the show. Now,
no problem.
You have a new... It. Oh, you're so welcome. You have a new release coming. I mean, you're dropping them.
Yes,
like,
girl.
I want to be like you when I grow up.
But, and, yeah, you're growing by the grace.
Oh,
you have no idea. Book number 10 will be out next week, Friday. And I am so excited. I'm so excited. There's a lot of stuff around the book, and my joy almost got taken away from the release. But I am happy it's finally here. To God be glory. And I really get to read it and, you know, tell them what they think. As usual, you know, as writers, I think people think that we just write and we good, but now, girl, I'll be biting my nails that Friday and be like, oh, my God, what are you going to say happen now? Well, you know, we're releasing it to the world, and we pray that it touches who it's supposed to touch.
Yes, yes. So why don't you tell us a little bit about To Live Again?
Well, believe it or not, To Live Again is a four-year-old story. So I got the concept 4 years ago. But as you know, when you write in conjunction with the Holy Spirit, there's some stories that got to come out first. So I thought about the story. I knew the story, but, you know, things just kind of kept happening. I released nonfiction. I released some other stuff. I did a podcast, and the story was there. I always told my reading group that, oh, I got this revenge story. That's all they knew. The name was just revenge story to them. And so... when it was time, I was like, okay, yeah, book 10, I'm going to make it book 10. So To Live Again was actually formally titled Best Served Cold, because I was like, I'm going to focus on how she gets revenge on this guy. But then as I started to write it, the story started to focus more on release and letting go and learning how to move forward in spite of adversity, not allowing it to keep you prisoner. You know, because sometimes, whether you want to believe it or not, we're human. We're not Christ, right? I say that all the time. That we strive to be like him, and he gives us the grace. But at the end of the day, we are flesh and blood. So in as much as we try to let go of the past, everybody's past in some way molds their future. In some kind of way. You might not let it mold everything. It's just like you're walking down the street and the car knocks you down from the left-hand side. You're going to be scared. I was involved in a house fire a long time ago. And for years after that, I smelled smoke everywhere. I was cautious of it. You know, like you have a heightened sense. So obviously when we get hurt or when we go through things, we now have a heightened sense of security when we erect those walls that really do not allow us to live abundantly and kind of hold us captive. So that's how the name got changed to Live Again. So it's a different story than what it started off with. And I really am looking forward to what readers have to say about it.
Okay. And you know what? I find that so interesting how when we start off with one title and the title changes. That's always been intriguing to me. Not a lot of times people, not everyone listens to that inner voice, you know? Like, I should have titled it this.
Oh, yeah, Latrice. It's an inner voice because I remember when I got to chapter 20, I hadn't even completed the first half yet. I just kind of like knew where the story was now going, and I told my husband, because me and my husband here in the entertainment, he's a film producer writing books, so we are creatives And I told him, I said, title no longer makes sense. But I'm trying to get the title that does make sense, because I can feel that this title, I paused because I felt it. The Holy Spirit was telling me, no, it doesn't fit anymore. This is not what I want you to tell.
Mm-hmm.
And so I talked to
a couple
of my writer friends, and I was like, yeah, that title, we're going to change it. But I was struggling. What do I change it to, until that came to me? And I was like, okay, yeah, good. And that was a piece of that. You know how when you listen, you get
Yes. And that's your sign. That's your sign is, okay, that's the right title.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I hear you, Lord.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, let's be doing it. Then you don't think about it again. It's just peaceful.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have a promo question that I love. That's on one of the posts that you have on Facebook. Will the roar of his love be loud enough to silence her demons and teach her to live again? With life's knocks down, you know, knocks and downs and dark places for some, do you feel we have learned to teach ourselves to live again?
Well, I don't think because we cannot draw from within. And it kind of into, I have a podcast, and my podcast is called Anchor Talk. Anchor's sole responsibility is to keep the boat steady, right? The boat can't keep itself steady. Something outside of it has to keep it steady. That's how it's with us. There's nothing in us that will make us be steady or make us live again. It's where we lean on God, and we lean on his understanding. We lean on his sovereignty. At least the Bible says that he came so that we can have life and have life abundantly. So the roar of his love, pure Christ love, right? So when this book starts off with the man being pure in Christ and the woman not being. So his love, that love, whether he was the love that God gave, his love. There's a part where she says, you're like my Christ on earth, because he used what he knows about the Word and the Bible to slowly teach her without forcing, without cajoling, without giving her an ultimatum, but teaching her to let go. She by herself learned to live again through his love. So I think the two go hand in hand. We can't teach ourselves, but when we lean upon God and his understanding and knowing that his sovereignty rules over our free will, we're able to let those things go, because then we accept the fact that whatever it is happens for a reason.
Mm-hmm. You learn from it.
You learn from it.
Yep.
Exactly.
You learn. Yeah, learn from it, move on from it, and trust God. And begin to grow and live again. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah. That was it. Begin to grow and live again.
Yes.
Got it. I like that.
Okay. So what is the message that you want the audience and our listeners and readers to be able to walk away with after they read To Live Again?
Without trying to give too much away, she held on to a grudge for years. And Okay, so let me get down now. So I always tell my mentor, Ms. Pat Simmons, I say, okay, I'm not answering you with my church mind or my real mind. And she says that the two should always be the same. So you know how sometimes we get in these situations, and then as an afterthought, we think, oh my God, I should have done that. And you get so mad because you didn't do it, or you didn't tell that person off, or you just have this, I should have done it. In retrospect, you're like, I should have done that. What I want readers to walk away with is that that you think you should have done, sometimes when you actually get to do it, it's not even worth it.
Mm-hmm.
My husband always says that it does not change the color of your skin. It does not change the color of your skin. It does not give you food. It does not give you money. You just satisfy the temporary need at that time. So sometimes when things happen to us and we feel, oh, my God, I should have gone left instead of right, and whatever it is that we regret, whatever it is that we think that has just bogged us down to the point where if we had stepped another way, we probably would have been better. And we want to go back and live life again and think, okay, maybe I can do another turn this time around. You feel that it's not even worth it because each step you make and each experience you take leads you to a better experience. I really try not to regret anything because I feel that in everything there should be something good that will come out of it. And that's what I want to really take away from it. No matter what happens in everything, there is something good. You can at least see something good that comes out of it. And that way makes you move on. Because dwelling on it and being caged in it really stifles you. And the person that you're thinking about, they're going about their business, not even worried about you. And you over here just thinking and regretting and getting mad and, you know, it's poisonous, kind of toxic.
Yes. Absolutely. I love that. So where can our listeners purchase the book, To Live Again, and when is available? When is the release date so that all of our listeners and readers know?
Okay. So To Live Again will be available on March 16th. You can get it on all the online retailers, so Amazon, B&B, and Kobo, and all that kind of good stuff for your e-readers. You could also get a paperback copy on those platforms. However, I am also selling autographed copies, and you can get that through my website, through my blog. And my blog is just my first name and last name, together.com.
All right. Y'all heard it here. And I will post her website link in our Facebook page for you all to go and check her out and make sure you order directly from her to get an autographed copy. I love ordering directly from authors. So that I can get a nice, it's more personable to get a, to get a copy of the novel directly from the author. I love that. With this being Women's Month, I just want to go off the script for a second. What message of empowerment would you like to give to women listening to the show today? I'm throwing everybody off today.
Well, I think the number one thing that I would like to at least say to women out there that when we work together, we work stronger, we work better. I think that there is this, I mean, in recent years, you have all these memes that say, oh, just a crown will do this, but does it really happen, though, right? Does it really happen? Do we as women support each other wholeheartedly? I mean, I have writer friends and sister friends that really, really support me. I keep them few and tight. But I think when we work together, we're able to move mountains. There was this proverb I shared the other day that everybody loved and it went viral. When sleeping women wake up, mountains move. And that's real talk.
Yes, I love that.
When sleeping women wake up, mountains move. And then how about if we join forces? What? I mean, it'll be ridiculous.
We are forced to be reckoned with.
Yes, we are, especially since we women of color have, until Black Panther, apparently, we've been made to look mad and bitter, and, you know, we can't voice an opinion without being said that we're aggressive, and that's a message that film kind of, like, dissolved on
it
the
broke.
Diet, and I just wish exactly broke it, because that film was strong because they were strong. They were not strong because they were mad at somebody. They were not strong because they were bitter. They were just strong. And that should be what we should aim to attain. If you see our sister on the floor, pick her up. And don't tell everybody you pick her up. Just pick her up and move on.
And keep it moving. Yes.
Apart from being
God.
The Christian thing to do, it is a woman thing. It is a womanhood to do. So that's what I think. That's just, you know, that's it.
Well, awesome, awesome. That is beautiful. I love that. So how can our audience connect with you on social media so that they can stay up with what you got coming out as well as engage with you on social media?
Okay, so the best way to find me on social media, because, you know, it's just my first and last name. That's it. So the first way to find me, if you go to my blog, it will show you on the right-hand side all my social media links, and you'll be able to click on which one you want to follow. If you start by the blog first, you do have a free story, so you just sign up for my newsletter, and a free story will be sent to you. I have gotten rave reviews. I will have readers asking me, will I expand that free story? But you can only get to read it if you sign up for my newsletter that's on my blog. And you do want to sign up, because when To Live Again comes out, you will be getting, I will be giving my subscribers deleted scenes, because as you know, I wrote the Kindle version for publisher. So I have a lot of scenes that I had to take out, and I'll be releasing those to sign up for my newsletter. But that's the easiest way. My blog, and you can find out every and anything about me, except what I'm trying to say.
Okay. Well, there you all have it, the beautiful, the talented, the beautiful storyteller, Unoma Wancor. Honey, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me. I so appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, guys, there you have it. Her novel, To Live Again, comes out March 16th. Make sure you go to her website. It's Unoma. Her last name, Wancor, let me make sure I spell it correctly, is NAANKOR.com. Her first name with her last name. Go to her website and you can learn about her, sign up for her newsletter, and order To Live Again. She will bless your spirit. Oh, my goodness. And thank you. Thank you, Unoma, again. And thank you, Tina Brown, for coming onto the show today. You all, it is opening weekend for Wrinkle in Time. It's in movie theaters. Just like we all went out and supported Black Panther, please go out and support for Wrinkle in Time, directed by Ava DuVernay. This is a show to take your kids so they can see other kids that look like them conquering the world, the universe, as the speak. So be sure to go out and support A Wrinkle in Time, the movie, in theaters now. Once again, thank you to our guest today and our musical feature, CJ Illamo. Her title was Who Knows, and I'll play that again as we end our show. You guys take care and enjoy the weekend.
Keep on fighting, keep on holding on. Keep on fighting, keep on, it won't be long. Keep on fighting, keep on holding on. Keep on fighting. Who knows where I will be tomorrow? Who knows the path that I must take? Journey is long, but I can take it. I just have to make it through today. No one knows how I feel inside. No one knows the tears I cry. My heart is aching for a chance to fly. Gotta hold on tight, 'cause it's soon my time. I felt alone, felt I can do no more.
Want me to be.
My journey is long, but
this road that I'm living, really hard.
I just have to make it.
But I know I'll make
today.
It. I'll make it. You see, every day I wake up, every minute passes by, looking in the mirror, man, just make me want to cry. The pain that I'm feeling, this life that I'm living, what kills me more, no one knows that I'm hurting. I'm looking around, no one's by my side. Feel so alone, just want to hide. Feel so down, I just want to die. Feel so afraid, but too much pride. But I'll keep holding on, keep moving on, keep fighting battles and keep staying strong. Keep my head up, never give up. It's great when I get the feeling that I'm fed up. You see, you never know about the next day, and you never know about the past, so just pray. It's a rough, rough road, and I just say, it's hard now, there's the next day.
Times are changing, life is hard, people are crying. Walk in the light while you soon have time. Who knows where I will be tomorrow? Who knows the path that I must take? My journey is long, but I can take it. I just have to make it through today.
There you guys have it. That was a beautiful song called Who Knows by CJ Illamone. Have a great afternoon, guys. Our next show is March 24th, and we will highlight our featured artist for our next show. Will be a husband and wife duo, director. They have a play coming out. And they will be promoting your play on our next show, March 24th. Tune in, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Have a great day, guys.